Hello, my name is Cynthia Ng. You are tuning in to a Wani Review. Today's topic is about sustainability. Sustainability has become a critical aspect that consumers consider when making a purchase. But on today's show, we actually want to talk about reducing purchases and instead Subscribe, a company aiming to make technology more circular by shifting away from device ownership. Joining me on the show, I'm so honored to have Ms. Day Chai Ping, founder and CEO of Complete Human Network, to talk to us a bit more about what the company, CHN, is doing. Thank you so much, Chai Ping, for making time to speak to me today.
Hey, Cynthia, thank you very much. Excited to be having this chat with you.
Yeah, just to kick things off, Complete Human Network, talk to us about a company, because it does not sound like a tech solution company at all, this name. So if you can give us a brief background on the company and what do you aim to do with this? What's your objective here with CHN?
Yep, sure. Hey, thank you very much. And let me start by introducing our company, Complete Human Network, aka CHN. And share a little bit about what we do and also, more importantly, why we do what we do, yeah? And I think at this point in time, I'm sure you would agree with me that mobile devices has really changed the way we live, the way we work, the way we just about everything. It shaped how we do businesses, how we meet people even, how we date, how we buy things, how we provide or even consume services, be it banking, postal, telcos, healthcare, and so on and so forth. The usage of mobile devices, undeniably, it's going to continue and it will even grow exponentially in a very alarming rate as we all of us go digital. So according to statistic, there are currently about 6.4 billion smartphone users worldwide in a, our global population of about 7.9 billion, Cynthia. And this means that a penetration of around about 80%, right? Now, do you know then, 5 years ago in 2016, there were only about 3.7 billion smartphone users. Which means that the number has actually increased by a whopping 73.9% in just about 5 years. So my point is that if you think about it, to keep up with digital trend and all that, it can be very expensive and also complex. But even more importantly, as what you pointed out, today's discussion is about the amount of e-waste eventually that we're going to be looking at. Yeah, so yeah.
What's alarming, I read that the fact that there's so much growth in mobile phone purchases, but also less than 5% of the materials that's used in mobile phones can be recovered or recycled for reuse. So we upgrade our phones every 2 to 3 years. What happens then?
Brilliant point, brilliant point. I like the point where you talk about we upgrade every almost all 2 to 3 years. So, in fact, it's the trend is even further accelerated by the pandemic, if you think about it, right? So pandemic though has brought remote working and hybrid working to the forefront of our way of life. Businesses now are looking at maintaining business, surviving and maintaining, just to make sure they continue, right? While allowing flexibility and security and also reducing overhead. I'm sure you agree with me, right? Now, device as a service, this is what I'm trying to get at now. It's definitely one of the key trends that surfaced from this pandemic and also working from home. So what exactly is device as a service and how it supports business and consumers to your questions, right? Simply put, Cynthia, device as a service includes offering of smartphones, PCs, other mobile computing devices as a paid service, unlike the past, though, where devices were outright purchased by companies and even consumers. Devices now is paid on a used or consumption or even subscription model, right? I'm sure many of, but the thing is that many of us had mistaken this as a financial leasing model. And when talk about, you know, as a service, it is not absolutely correct. It is much more than that, as device as a service is more concerned about the services associated with the devices rather than the device itself, all right? Now, what do I mean by that? Let me further elaborate. With device as a service, we take PCs, laptops, smartphones, and tablets, and other services, other devices to pre-configure, customize, and with security, productivity, application. We also include value-added services to ready the devices for business or for consumer use. So for example, let me just touch a little bit about business. For example, in the F&B, in the restaurants, the way they use the device, the same piece of device, though, but the way they use the device, the application they have in the devices will be very different from the one that is being used by the, you know, relationship manager in the banking hall, the insurance agent selling insurance, the logistic guy that is at your doorstep delivering stuff, or even the student studying in the school or universities. So their use of the application, it's very different, even though all of them can be using the same device. So another set of very important device services that a lot of people have neglected, this is really hardware lifecycle management service, such as device backups, which is common to all of us when you want to switch phones and stuff like that. Data migration, it's probably not so technical anymore as all of us are getting into the digital world. Data migration is a must when you switch phone, you and I know that. Repairs, maintenance, and end of life disposal. These are very key service required as we go device as a service. Now, this full suite of service, traditionally, though, you may ask is that who does all that? Now, for companies, generally, they have full team of people making sure that the, you know, after the procurement of the device, the installation, the deployment, and delivering of these services is done. But these resources is getting increasingly very hard to hire and also retain. So therefore, there are many challenges amongst the companies to maintain, to go into, you know, as the device usage increased.
Okay. I would like to get to the challenges a bit later on the show. You raised some really good points about the potential cost savings. Of course, there is that strong incentive to reduce e-waste and be environmentally friendly. But I think one of the challenge I see, even as a consumer, is how do you get a buy-in of people and address some of the concerns? For instance, privacy. I'm not ready to part my phone and rent one simply because of privacy issues. I'm sure that's something that's at top of the mind of business leaders, enterprises, when they think about using this subscription service.
Well, Cynthia, interestingly, if you think about that, let me just answer this with a question. How many of us really think about security if we were to use this on our own, as in we go out and buy this? So, you know, most of us will just go out to the store and buy a piece of hardware. It can be a phone or a tablet. And then after that, you don't think about security. You start using it.
So, right? So offer that element to subscribe. Exactly.
Okay. That's right. So, let me just talk a little bit about the benefits and also how we deliver the benefits to all of us here. So subscribing to what we call a device as a service, it actually provides and eases the IT needs of a company, allowing businesses to scale up and down device as and when it's required. And it also helped to save a lot of money. Some cases, even up to 50% in terms of cost savings. Instead of, you know, procuring and maintaining it yourself. Now, this model actually helped business better manage their cash flow, which is very key for survival of any business, as you know. And also moving, that is actually allowing you to move from outright purchase, which is a CapEx model, to a subscription model, which is an OpEx model. And that is very key because then it is required a mindset change for people to wanting to own, Cynthia, yeah. Right? That is something that a lot of us maybe it's trying to overcome that thinking that, hey, you know, do I want to own this? Of course I want to own this because I have a lot of, you know, important information and I don't want to be left in the hand of someone else.
Now, yeah, I think that's a very interesting point because this requires behavior change and that's right. Not easy to do. How do you, what is your proposition to businesses then when it comes to getting on board with mobility as a service or device as a service?
Cynthia, I've got good news for you. In fact, all of us had already done that. If you think about that, now I'm sure companies is already using cloud services, O365, for example, Microsoft O365 or any other cloud services, or even Grab services. Now, do we realize that all this information is being taken from you and now stored in the cloud? So, and instead of you having to pay upfront, you pay as you require. So in that is not very different from device as a service. The only difference is that you're actually using subscribing as a service for a hardware device rather than subscribing Spotify or even Airbnb or Grab and all that.
I'm just curious to know where are the opportunities where you see mobility as a service model can make the most immediate impact in reducing waste, reducing cost. What sectors do you think tend to benefit the most? Because I imagine that banking might be quite reluctant to get on board because of privacy security issues. But where do you see are the opportunities for you?
Huge opportunity, Cynthia. We have been very successful in the enterprise space, especially the space that is very, very, very sensitive towards security, right? And even, and then especially this space is going device as service. Why? Now, I give you an example. Financial services, banking, insurance, these are very well-regulated industry, and they've actually come on board to subscribe device as service. So is aviation, oil and gas, and so on and so forth. They have actually gone device as a service because they realized the advantage that bring to them surpassed the disadvantage. And they see that particularly in the area of tech refresh. As you earlier on mentioned that every 2 to 3 years, you want to change your phones or even upgrade. I call this upgrade. Now, what happened to the older device, existing device? Chances are they are not spoiled. They can still be used. Mm-hmm. So what do you do with that? Right? Most of us will probably have it in our drawer, hibernating in the drawer and becoming e-waste. Now, instead of having to do that, and think about the magnitude of this problem. If you are only talking about single, single household, you probably have 1 to 3 or 4. Now you're talking to about SMEs is probably a matter of 5 or 50. But if you're talking about enterprise, they are in thousands and eventually millions. So that is creating a lot of e-waste problem as well. So there are multiple problems that will come from not going device as a service. Cash flow is number one. It's eat up a lot of your cash flow. Number two is tech refresh. You probably have to use the device until it died. But nowadays, nobody does that, right? Mm-hmm. Number three, it's e-waste. So by subscribing to device as a service, it addresses all these three problems.
We certainly see the benefit of doing so. Apart from your company, there are many major technology companies who are also have started rolling out such services, subscription services. I'm just wondering about competition and what is the unique selling point for Complete Human Network when it comes to marketing and also getting more enterprises on board to use your service?
Yeah, great questions. We've actually started this since the inception of our device as a service platform in 2016. So we're talking about close to about 6 to 7 years now. So we've actually definitely have a very good head start. We've set up a platform and ecosystem that consists of device manufacturers, the likes of Apple, Lenovo, Samsung, just to name a few, and telco carriers, and technology and logistic providers. Obviously, one very important component is to be able to have financial services backup and also, you know, the funding and stuff like that. So we have that already in place. And we have had many success use cases in the enterprise space. As I mentioned earlier, financial services, aviation, banking, and all that is already subscribing to our services. And now we've actually taken that successes to consumer, right? To actually make it easier and cheaper for them. Since we've had so much knowledge, as well as we have a very strong methodology to doing this, so we believe that we'll be able to bring the cost even further down. And this is what is more important in a very trying time right now, in a very difficult time.
So yeah. Is the service available to someone like me, an individual who may consider not buying a new phone and maybe use a subscription service instead? Or is it open to enterprises?
Yes, absolutely. This is now made available. You can actually go onto our website or even our Facebook and LinkedIn at completehumannetwork.com. It is available. We've actually had that available in our social media. We have an online presence. We very soon, we're going to be having an offline presence as well. Just to give you a little bit of a snippet of some of our upcoming roadmap. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we realize is very important is the availability and accessibility of the service. Yes. Nationwide. So we want to place more service booths that make it that can be accessible and reliable, just like your neighborhood, you know, convenience stores. So this will give the SMEs as well as consumer the convenience of accessing their devices that need to for repairs and service and stuff like that. So stay tuned for that piece of information, that announcement.
That sounds amazing. I will get that maybe in a couple of months. You did raise something about SMEs, and I do want to ask you about that because I see a lot of potential of subscription model for devices, especially for SMEs who struggle with capital. But perhaps a bit of hesitation to jump right in, right? How do you ease into a model that is of subscription rather than owning a device?
Well, actually, Cynthia, as I mentioned, it is actually easier than we thought, all right? It is quite interesting because as we grow into providing this service to SMEs or even to startups, very naturally, they see a benefits because they are so used to cloud services already, which is something that they pay by subscription model anyway. So it's only natural for them to think that, oh, yeah, okay, this is something that I don't want to own. I just want to subscribe this as a service. And when I'm done with the service, I'll just stop paying. And or when I want to continue by upgrading my device because there's new model just announced by Apple or Samsung or Lenovo, and I would just very gladly return my device to whoever, to, you know, Complete Human Network, who is professionally trained to do what is required to be done. So what we'll do is we'll take back the device and then we will repurpose, we will repair, refurbish and repurpose it for another usage for someone else. And or probably, you know, have it done and sell to the third world country. And in so doing, we are basically subscribing to a circular economy. Mm-hmm. Until the end of the life of that device, right? So Yeah, and I can tell you that a lot of younger generation, especially the millennial, who is much more responsible or take more responsibility in making sure that, you know, this, you know, circular economy is being observed, the acceptance level is much better than the older generation of the people.
Yeah. So it's really about timing as well, and how the pandemic had helped a lot of companies accelerate their digital adoption, moving into cloud. Apart from that, I also want to talk about something that I read about Complete Human Network. It is partnering with governmental organizations as well, such as, you know, the Sarawak state government, to offer this model to the general public. Can you talk a bit about that and why Sarawak to kickstart this collaboration?
I signed a certain NDA, so I will just, you know, share as what I can share. In fact, it is just more than Sarawak state government. We are in collaboration with many governmental bodies, as the government sees a lot of benefits to people of different groups. It can be students. I think you probably have heard of how the government had actually sent out a lot of incentives or even tablets to students, especially the B40 students and all that. Now, all these is part of the initiative to making sure that the student have the right kind of tool to be able to study and, you know, do the necessary stuff. Now, for them to own that device, it doesn't make sense, as I mentioned. So for them to be able to use this as a service is something, over a period of time, is something the government is looking, it's already looking at. So this is one of the collaboration that we're having with the government.
I think that's fantastic. If I can draw a comparison to, you know, back in school, I used to borrow the textbook, which is provided by the government. And it was very helpful because, you know, textbooks are expensive and it really eased the burden of my family from to buying textbooks. So I think this is an absolutely great initiative. In a couple of minutes that we have left, I want to talk about a bit the company, CHN. What is next for you? I know you say offline locations, but apart from that, you know, how do you see the growth of mobility as a service in this region as well? Because I do believe that it's still a bit of lacking in awareness and also funding, especially from the VC side, the angel side. Do you share this sentiment?
I probably would share this sentiment like some 2 years ago. Not anymore, especially the last 24 months, Cynthia. Especially after the pandemic, it had totally accelerated this momentum. If I were to say this is probably one of the key tech trends that most people are looking at now. We are not only talking about phones or tablets or, you know, yeah, any other mobile devices eventually and moving forward that's going to come out. It's probably going to be in this category. So the potential of this is huge. Obviously, you need specialized people like ourselves to be able to address the security, to be able to address the deployment and also the distribution of it. And this is exactly what we've been doing since like 5 years ago. So yeah, we are actually attracting a lot of potential. We're actually having a lot of potential investors discussion and all that. But what I think is most important is that how this is going to benefit people at large. One of the things that I'm very excited is also because this trend, we see this already a lot in other parts of the world. But in Asia, I see this even more so because we are probably one of the ones that adopt digital in a big way. So a lot of foreign countries are, you know, they are actually looking at us to see how, you know, for a change, we become the leader. So to answer your question, this is a very exciting space. And I guess, and I believe this movement is going to be so great that in a few years' time, I give it 3 years' time, when we look back, Cynthia, when you look back, and you would say that, why did we even buy mobile device? Nobody does that. So it's a movement that we have started to create, and it's very exciting. And this is why we do what we do.
Well, thank you for explaining that, giving us a sense about the potential of mobility as a service. It does make me question, do I really need the next iPhone? Do I purchase it? But that aside, thank you so much, Chaiping, for talking to me today. And best of luck with Complete Human Network and what you're trying to do with the circular economy. Thank you so much, Chaiping.
Yeah, thank you, Cynthia. Thank you very much. And for the rest of the audience, follow us as CompleteHumanNetwork.com. Go to our LinkedIn, go to our Facebook. Thank you very much for listening in.